B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
We'll start in Louisiana. This has happened again. Police say they're trying to identify the man who jumped into the aquarium at Bass Pro Shops on Thursday and took a swim before climbing out and running out of the store.
Man, everyone's doing it. I'm wondering if I'm missing out on something.
I want to see a nationwide campaign of people jumping into the Bass Pro Shop aquarium. A complaint was filed Friday morning after the business determined that there would be costs associated with emptying and cleaning the 13,000-gallon aquarium, which features a species of fish local to the region.
And you throw off the water. Yeah, composition. You're screwing things up when you do that.
The video showed the man swimming in the tank, climbing out of it, and then running out of the store. I'm looking at video of it right now. Yeah, that's... I didn't see that. What an idiot. Okay. Police say that they have a couple of leads, and they are working on it. But if anybody knows this man or where he might be, you are urged to call the Bossier City Police.
You know he bragged to someone about doing that.
Oh, of course he did. Absolutely. So somebody's got to snitch on this guy.
Yeah. For the fish.
Three teenagers were walking along a railroad bridge. This is a terrible story, but pretty wild in the people who did survive. A train came. They were walking along a railroad bridge. A train came, causing all three of them to instantly react. One of them hung over the side of the bridge. One laid underneath the train as it went by.
Oh, man.
And unfortunately, a 15-year-old girl was hit and lost her life.
Jesus.
But the other two survived. It happened Wednesday in South Fayette, Allegheny County. The teens were walking on the railroad bridge when a westbound train came along. The 15-year-old girl was hit and killed. A 17-year-old girl reportedly jumped out of the way and then hung on to the side of the bridge. She was pulled to safety by a nearby construction worker who was doing some paving work. The girl was hospitalized with a leg injury, and police said the third teen who was on the bridge just simply laid down on the tracks. The train rolled over her. Remarkably, she survived.
Oh, my God.
No injuries, no nothing.
Nothing.
Passed right over. Mm. That might be my thing to do. I wonder what the clearance is on your average railroad.
I would never have the balls to. I would jump off the bridge, no matter how high, as opposed to laying down. Mm. Thinking that the train would run over me without hitting me. I couldn't. There was no way I'd be able to do that.
What's the clearance of an average
train? Don't know.
Train, yeah.
I have no idea.
We need to find out in case we're run over by a train.
If I saw it coming, I don't think I would have the ability to lay myself down on the track.
Would you stand your ground?
No, I'd jump off the freaking the bridge and probably die. A pooping jogger has been caught in the act while he was captured on security camera out back of another man's shop and then forced to clean up his own mess.
That's only right.
A video mounted on a wall outside the back of the shop shows a gray dumpster behind the shop and a small gap between a brick wall. And the video shows a man hide between the dumpster and the wall. And then the back door of the shop swings open. A man comes up realizing he has swung the door onto someone. Before he heard him cry out. And when he sees the man there, he yells at him and tells him to clean up his crap, which he did.
Good.
The offender was forced to use his bare hands to clean it up and then carry it off with him across the road.
Now eat it.
All right. Eat it.
Now eat it. Excuse me? Eat it.
I said eat it. I'm calling the cops.
Yeah. All right.
Unless you eat it. Here's a story out of Buffalo, New York. And this is a story of a state Supreme Court justice. A guy named Mark Grisanti and his wife are under police investigation for allegedly assaulting their neighbors during a fight on their street Monday. The fight, which appears to have erupted over after a dispute over a parking spot in front of the Grisanti home, was caught on a surveillance camera mounted on the neighbor's home. The footage shows Grisanti and his wife, Maria, walk onto the driveway of Gina Melee and her husband. The Melees live across the street. Pushing and shoving ensues before punches are thrown and a string of expletives are unleashed by both parties. Melee said they started swearing, "Move this effing truck." Mark and Maria came over. She's talking about the judge and his wife. Came over onto our property in our driveway. My husband came down from the porch. Maria physically pushed my husband. She punched my husband in the face. I came off the porch. I told her not to touch my husband, and then she bit my husband's arm.
Ow!
And would not release.
Oh, man.
Melee was left a large bruise on her left forearm where she said Maria grabbed her. Melee's husband, Joseph, who was hospitalized after the fight, had a black eye and bite marks on his arm, which he said were also from Maria Gazzanti.
Have they had encounters before?
They have. At one point in the video, Maria can be seen putting being put in a Buffalo police cruiser in handcuffs. Mark Gazzanti, the judge, who engaged in a struggle with Joseph Melee, is shirtless and shouting in front of his house. Melee said Mark Gazzanti was also placed in a police cruiser, and he said they were very intoxicated. Mark was trying to fight with my husband, Melee said, swinging at my husband just kind of held him down, did not hit him at all, and told him to just stop it. The confrontation with members of the, there have been run-ins before with the judge and his wife. In 2012, there was a scuffle at a casino in Niagara Falls in which he said that he and his wife were attacked and beaten during a confrontation with members of the Seneca Nation of Indians.
Jeez.
Melee said that she and her husband have had disputes with the Gazzanti stretching back years. She said Gazzanti has at times tried to use his political positions to threaten her and her husband and did so again on Monday. So this is a state Supreme Court justice.
You should feel confident with his decision.
Shirtless and fighting.
I'm going to kill you.
All right, one last story. A man is accused of starting several fires and shooting at deputies during a standoff. The sheriff's office said the standoff lasted more than 7 hours. Investigators said they first responded to the home after Dwayne Bauman's family reported that he was acting strangely with a gun. So he set fire to a home, two vehicles, a barn, and almost 100 hay bales. A friend of Bauman said that Bauman was upset over a hog confinement project in the area.
Okay, now I understand why he would be driven to do all that, because of a hog confinement project.
Tommy Hexter, the suspect's friend, said he has a message to tell the entire world.
Let the hogs go.
He was willing to burn down his whole house, risk his life, fight the police to free this land from industrial agriculture.
That seems to be counterintuitive.
Authorities took Bauman into custody Wednesday night. He is charged with 3 counts of second-degree arson and intimidation with a dangerous weapon. Fortunately, no one was hurt in the incident.
You wonder at what point the switch gets flicked where he's deciding, okay, I need to do this.
Nick, pull that. You need to see the mugshot, Steve. You need to go over where Nick is and see the mugshot of this guy. That's the guy.
God. Is that blood?
I don't know what he painted himself with, but he's got some sort of... No, I don't think it's blood, Casey. He has bizarre paint all over his body.
Well, I would say there's some other issues going on there.
Yes, other than just the hog confinement.
Just the hog confinement project.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
You guys probably saw this story, but there's a follow-up to it. A San Diego woman who was denied service at a Starbucks for refusing to wear a mask says that she's received death threats after publicly shaming the barista who refused her on social media. So it backfired on her because a GoFundMe page ended up establishing on behalf of the barista about $25,000 in 4 days. So she was posting this to kind of shame the guy.
Yeah.
And it backfired on her, and people started donating all this money to this guy.
As you go into Starbucks, it's posted.
Yes,
it's a policy. So don't go in if you don't want to wear the mask.
She said, I never threatened him. I just called him out on his actions. I never threatened him, and I've received death threats. Thousands. It's very upsetting. It's very scary, she said. This is Amber Lynn Giles. Shortly after being refused service, she posted a photograph of the barista, Lennon Gutierrez, on her Facebook page, and it read, meet Lennon from Starbucks who refused to serve me because I'm not wearing a mask. Next time, I will wait for cops and bring a medical exemption. Face coverings are mandatory inside businesses in San Diego, in the county, and public health officials said businesses have the right to refuse service to anyone not complying with the public health order.
So she did a crappy thing by exposing, doing that to him, and it's kind of a dumb thing to do death threats on her, but it's,
And she hasn't said anything about any medical condition. So Giles has 3 children, considers herself an anti-vaxxer. She said the face masks are ineffective. She said it starts with coffee. but it ends with digital certificates and forced vaccinations.
It's not this kid's problem, though, the barista.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen anyway. Yeah. Giles also claims she purchased coffee 2 days earlier at the Starbucks without wearing a mask. I never threatened him, and she goes on to say, but now she says after he got the money, she says that she is entitled to some of that money.
Try to get it.
That's been the latest. So
yeah, it ain't going to happen.
She wants some of the money. She is threatening to sue the page creator of the GoFundMe page for defamation and slander. So we'll see where that goes. The United Nations says that it is shocked and deeply disturbed by footage of an apparent sex act in one of its official cars in Israel.
What?
The clip shows a woman in a red dress straddling a man in the back seat of a white 4x4 with UN markings on it. The video, shared widely on social media, was apparently filmed on a main street by Tel Aviv's seafront.
Is it UN or UN?
No, UN. But I understand. No, yeah. The UN said that it was investigating the incident and was close to identifying the individual seen in the video. Those involved are believed to be staff members of a peacekeeping organization in Israel. They're just keeping the peace.
Man.
And
one piece at a time.
Yep. Another passenger can be seen slumped in the front, but the driver can't be seen as the car moves away. The spokesman for the UN secretary said that kind of behavior goes against everything we stand for and having been working to achieve in terms of fighting misconduct by UN staff.
Handies are safer.
They have strict policies against sexual misconduct by the staff members. The staff may be disciplined if they are found to be in breach of conduct rules. A $300,000 Lamborghini Huracan Performante Spider, I guess it's Performance Spider, was wrecked on a UK highway 20 minutes after its new owner left the dealership. And when I initially saw the story and I saw the pictures, I'm like, okay, they got this new Lamborghini and they floored it.
You've driven.
Yes.
Yeah. So there was a place that lent us cars for a while. You had that for a day. You had a Lamborghini and I had a Maserati.
Yep.
And for one day.
It's pretty awesome.
It's awesome, but it's a monster.
But this was the deal. It broke down and it was rear-ended by a van.
Oh my God. So it wasn't that.
It wasn't that.
The
yeah.
poor bastard.
It was just outside of Leeds. It happened this weekend. Photos show the right rear-end quarter of the mid-engine two-seater entirely crushed and the twin posts of the rollover protection system deployed.
So, but by the way, they just bought it and it broke down?
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know what the deal was. So I didn't know this, Steve. It said the twin post of the rollover protection system. I've never heard of that before. See those two things sticking up on in the top?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So
yeah.
Those must pop up in case the vehicle rolls over you don't get crushed.
That's pretty cool.
It's because it's a convertible.
And all it took was almost a complete decimation of the car to realize that happens.
only the van driver suffered minor head injuries. Of course, the Huracan is powered by a 630-power V10, has a top speed of 202 miles an hour. But it was a van rear-ending it that destroyed this one. Zookeepers may have been foiled by a troop of menacing monkeys who made a successful jailbreak in the dead of night.
Here we go again.
The 70-strong gang of primates made a break for freedom from their home near Tokyo, marking their second escape in less than a year. Cut marks seem to indicate someone had either slashed or one of the monkeys had gnawed through metal fencing before encouraging the entire pack to follow in an audacious bid for freedom.
Blip, blip. Hand me the wire cutters.
The alarm was raised by a construction worker at Takagoyama Zoo who spotted a hole in a fence during the 7 a.m. morning inspection and went to investigate. At first, the zoo's operator thought the large cage had been broken into, and the matter was reported to the police. Yet the reason for the great escape is still to be determined.
Oh, yeah, we're going to find out soon.
The large hole looked as though it had been cut with a knife, may have also been the handiwork of the macaques spotted running around the rooftops. The fugitive monkeys were also spotted soaking up the views in the mountains surrounding the zoo.
Clip the green wire.
The local authorities had to issue a warning to residents not to approach the furry escape artist with box traps with food deployed to try and lure them back.
By the way, they have very sharp teeth.
The macaques have also been spotted coming down from their hiding places to pester zookeepers for snacks. For the time being, it's a case of softly Catch the monkey, with keepers putting sweet potatoes, soybeans, and other tasty delights inside the cage to get them used to eating in the enclosure again before locking the door.
It's a beautiful song, Softly Catch the Monkey.
Yes. It is...
Softly catch the monkey.
It's not known how many monkeys have managed to escape for good.
I heard he sang a good song.
But we're seeing this all around the world, Steve.
The monkeys are uniting.
Yep.
They're becoming smarter. They're extricating themselves from zoos. And they are working as a team. In fact, you reported on a story. I think it was the last time you reported this story. They had commandeered a theater, which was serving as their base of operations.
It's in India. It's their headquarters.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it is happening.
So they're organizing, and I wouldn't doubt it in 2020 that is indeed the case.
Well, we need to talk to Michael Giacchino, because he scored all those movies, and if anyone has any insight into the plans of these monkeys,
he probably
it'd be the
know.
Guy who composed the music.
You know, maybe that's a reason to give him a call.
It's the monkey heist, Preston.
Oh, my God.
Started watching Monkey Heist last night.
We have a new graphic for Monkey Heist.
We do?
Who did that? Who's that guy? He's super talented. He does a whole bunch of graphic stuff for the show.
Is it the same guy that did the Just Saying Institute?
Yes.
Michael Saborin?
Michael Saborin, that's it.
Okay. Is he the one that also did the Space Cowboy?
He did Space Cowboy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's outstanding. Yeah. All right, and that's it for the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.